This week on Morning Edition, we're meeting mystery writers who write about where they live. Today, NPR's Andrea De Leon takes us to the nation's easternmost city, where rugged coves and weathered clapboard houses provide a perfect setting for murder.
Sarah Graves' novels, all dozen of them, take place here in Eastport, Maine, an island connected to the mainland by a long causeway. Sarah Graves first traveled that causeway over a decade ago. Back then, she went by her given name of Mary Squibb. She was a commercial writer ready to ditch Manhattan. The first Eastport mystery was in her head, all ready to write before she moved to town.
I have no idea how I expected that to happen, but I just expected that it would happen, and then we moved here and it did. It was fate.
But like most islands, Eastport is tightly knit, its bonds made tighter by hard work and difficult weather. Then one day this writer arrives with her husband from New York. People noticed.
My very dear friends lived across the street from her, so we watched her from day one.
Mary Pottle owns a local real estate agency.
Oh, must have been something exciting over there going on. We couldn't see in the windows. New people in the neighborhood.
Someone showing up in a strange car with out-of-state plates? It sounds like something borrowed from the beginning of one of Graves' own mysteries.
The light dawned suddenly. My old book, A Sudden Death. And now this stranger, arriving without warning.
In the books, such a stranger would inevitably wind up entangled with Graves' reluctant sleuth, Jacobia Tiptree, Jake to her friends. Graves and her character have a lot in common. Both moved to Eastport to escape the fast life in New York, and both are fixing up old Eastport houses. Jake would prefer to spend her time glazing windows or taking a sledgehammer to the ancient upstairs commode, hence the name of the series, Home Repair is Homicide. But it wouldn't be a mystery book if someone didn't turn up dead, and quickly. And Sarah Graves wouldn't be a mystery writer if she couldn't spot means, motive, and opportunity as she drives around town.
Now we are going out to the end of Water Street, to the end of what's called Dog Island, to overlook Passamaquoddy Bay.
There's a beckoning glimpse of the Atlantic, dotted with fur-covered islands, and a view to the shoreline of New Brunswick, Canada. In any other part of the country, this kind of coastline would be buzzing with jet skis and other pleasure craft. But Graves says, not so fast.
You're completely at the mercy of the ocean if you just put one foot wrong and it catches you. It looks so pretty and so romantic. And in fact, it's just absolutely deadly. You can live about 15 minutes if you fall in. Not because you will drown, but because your body will just slow down and stop from the cold.
And as a writer who occasionally needs to kill somebody...
Works great. Absolutely.
Jake Tiptree herself almost succumbs to the icy water when she gets into a skiff with a con man named Rickert in this scene from the book Nailbiter.
Rickert swung the oar. This time the flat blade connected with my shoulder the way a bat hits a ball, lifting me and carrying me over the rail. The last thing I saw was his face watching impassively as I splashed down. Then came the sudden roar of the outboard as he motored away, leaving me in the icy water, kicking and flailing, drowning.
To read the books, Eastport seems to be a pretty dangerous place, and just like in the books, there's a big police station right on Main Street in the center of town. Anybody there? No answer. The only cop on duty is later spotted flying by Bayside Mobile, blue lights flashing. Bill Wentworth pauses at the gas pump to note the action.
The highlight of our day, some poor bugger gets a speeding ticket. Not too much goes on here.
Wentworth can't remember the last time there was a real murder in Eastport. Someone recalls a shooting that happened back in the 60s. There's a little breaking and entering from time to time. But Eastport is a place where the customers have their own key to the local breakfast joint, and they open it up to make their own coffee every morning. The town has more than its share of empty storefronts, but business seems brisk at one of Sarah Graves' favorite shops.
And here we are at Wadsworth's Hardware Store.
Wadsworth's exists in both the real Eastport and the fictional Eastport. Both Graves and her character, Jake Tiptree, spend a lot of time here.
But I have always liked this stuff. Little scrapers and little blades, razor. Of course I like little blades. Mystery writers all like little blades. Little foam paint brushes and drop cloths and I don't even know what some of this stuff is, and I want it.
Wadsworth's even sells the Home Repair is Homicide series. The books are displayed along with the wrenches and saws in the front window. Cashier Winnie Higgins says locals love to read about their town.
If you live here in Eastport, you could say, oh, that's the city manager she's talking about. I mean, I'm just using that as an example, because this is a small town. I don't want to get in any trouble.
Graves insists that, with two well-known exceptions, all of her characters are fictional. But nobody believes her. What they do believe is that Sarah Graves' books and the occasional tourists they bring are good for Eastport. The books feel cozy, just like the town. When Jake Tiptree isn't solving crimes, she's fretting over whether she has enough guest towels for a lady's tea, or who will help her dislodge the cast-iron bathtub she's gotten wedged in the upstairs landing.
I did once say in Jake's voice that in Eastport, when you need help, people will help you. You don't always have to be thinking about that to know that it's true, and that frees you up to count your punch cups if you need to.
The Eastport Sarah Graves ladles up for her readers is picturesque, but not picture perfect. A lot like the Eastport you find when you drive down that long causeway to the island, give or take a few dead bodies. Andrea De Leon, NPR News.
You can read an excerpt from Sarah Graves' novel, The Book of Old Houses, in the book section of our website at npr.org. Our series, Crime in the Cities, continues tomorrow, and we head south to the Big Easy.
They say that New Orleans must be a great place to write mysteries because there's so much crime there. And I always sort of have to laugh and say, oh yeah, that's just great. But of course, that has nothing to do with it. It's all about the secrets.
Author Julie Smith finds New Orleans and its secrets the perfect setting for her novels. That's tomorrow on Morning Edition. And this is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Deborah Amos.
And I'm Steve Inskeep.